Brothers and Sisters, my name is Tisha Sasoma, and today I'm here with Zara Hassan. In case you didn't know, we are from Burnsville Public School.
Hi, my name is Zara Hassan, and welcome to our podcast.
And today, we are going to be talking about the First Nations people land,
beliefs,
and languages. We would like to begin by acknowledging the traditional owners and custodians of the land,
and pay my respect to the elders past, present, and future.
As well as to emerging leaders, I extend our respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people here today. One of the key facts about the First Nations people is about the Dreamtime and Songland, that they're quite not the same. The only difference is that Dreamtime stories describe the law and how different it can be, and the people slash things that made the rules, while Songland are part of the norms that people sing and talk about.
Going a tiny bit further into Dreamtime stories are about the past and what happened, history and general knowledge for us kids. While a Songland is sung in the Aboriginal language and is about the land they're on and native things.
While songlands are part of the norm that people sing and talk about in the Aboriginal language, songlands are also a type of culture that continues through the Aboriginal people, knowing that this needs to be continued. While Dreamtime stories are made by other Aboriginal people, making that a small difference between the two things.
Dreamtimes and songlands also include the languages spoken by the First Nations people. The languages spoken by the First Nations people include English and Australian Aboriginal English,
Australian Creole and Torres Strait Creole.
Links to the descriptions of the First Nations people of the traditions include
ceremonies including choreos and rituals are held often and for many distinct reasons.
These include mythological / Dreamtime stories at many homecomings, births, and deaths. Next, we would like to introduce ourselves to
Mr. Patrick Leonard Dargin Dodson and other Aboriginal elders. Hi, my name is Tisha Sasoma.
And I'm Zara Hassan.
We are in Year 6 at Woodville Public School, back again to start our letter to our elders. We are learning about Aboriginal cultures and we are intrigued about your culture, stories and beliefs, and we want to learn more.
We also want to ask Mr. Dodson and our listeners some curious questions. Before we start, we want to acknowledge and pay my respect to the elders past, present and future and to the custodians of this land.
We know a few things about your culture, we learn about Dreamtime and Songland. We also understand a few symbols you folks use to communicate, but that's all we know. Now, we are going to start asking our listeners some questions. What is the role of the men in your society? Do they cook or do they hunt down the animals? How is education handled in your country? What were the Aboriginal societies like before 1788? And what happened to your family during the settlement?
And these are only a few of the questions we would love to know.
But most importantly, how did you all really feel while the commotion was happening? Thank you for listening to our letter. Now, in Northville Public School,
we must introduce our new kindergartners of 2025 in a sweet way before we leave. And what a better way to do it than in a songline. Classrooms we've been in, every year we change the bins. The memories we've all made in this school, thinking about the past me makes me feel like a fool.
One hand fig tree in the Yandina we could all see. It was so big no one would find us that hiding forward the mask.
The friends I've made along the way, but not all of them did stay. Lots of memories, but made some enemies.
The small grass field in Year 4 would take soccer like a battlefield. The huge new building all how thrilling. Don't get me started on the library, this was the best room in primary. It was so big and clean, everyone was never mean.
We really did love staying here, but leaving here won't be a cheer. You guys will love it, all of you are just fit. Finally, we've read a book in our very own classroom about the First Nations people called Ngagawili Nop. The storyline of this book comes from the wise language of the First Nations people from the West and South Coast.
In this book, a boy starts to go out looking for his uncle, though soon he disproves his family and him and the Ngagawili Nop is a small short story of family.
This book is quite good for older students as it explains why you shouldn't leave out and neglect others.
Thank you for listening to our podcast and the First Nations people. I hope you all enjoyed our podcast and learned a few things. Thank you.